Number 1.
What a day! And I'm still way behind schedule.
I remember you were complaining a couple of months ago about being understaffed. But didn't 2 new people start in your section last week?
That's exactly the problem. I'm spending all my time training them and hardly any time on my own projects.
Ah, that makes sense. Well, it'll pay off eventually.
I hope so. Right now, though, I'd be much better off if I just did everything myself.
Hang in there. Once the new hires are up to speed, your load should become much lighter.
Question. What is one problem the man has?
Number 2.
It looks like the pilot strike isn't going to end by Friday.
I guess we're back to the drawing board with our weekend getaway plans then.
I just can't believe they didn't accept the deal the airlines offered them.
Well, I'm sympathetic to the pilots. Their salaries aren't nearly high enough, considering how stressful the work is. Anyway, staying home isn't so bad. We can still have fun driving around town.
I suppose. What do people call it nowadays? A staycation?
Exactly. There's plenty we haven't done right at our own doorstep. And we'll save money, too.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 3.
What's up, Marie?
Oh, not much. I'm on a new diet.
Again? What is it this time?
I'm avoiding anything that contains gluten, like bread or pasta.
That sounds a bit extreme.
Maybe, but this time it's on my doctor's advice. I was getting terrible indigestion and constipation.
I don't think I could live without pasta. Is it helping?
Seems to be. Making all my meals without bread or pasta gets kind of expensive, though. And so many things contain gluten. I need to be very diligent about checking labels.
Question. Why did the woman change what she eats?
Number 4.
How was your internship, Thomas?
Awful.
What? You were ecstatic when you got accepted. You said the company's quite a famous publisher.
Well, when I was interviewed for the position, I got the impression I would mostly be doing research, and possibly even contributing directly to articles.
I take it that was not the case?
No. Pretty much all I did was run errands and do some occasional proofreading for them. I believe they misled me intentionally.
That's a shame. Regardless of your actual experience, though, it will still look good on your resume.
Question. What does the man say about the internship?